Okay, it's poll topic time. Get over to our Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod. And we've got an interesting poll topic, I think, for this week. JD, we're talking all things Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know if our audience even, some of them may not even know that he had an acting career at one point. How excited are you to get into some Shaquille O'Neal 1990s movies?
Oh, I am so glad that we're doing this. It took us way too long to do this. I have to nerd out a little bit and quote the Elijah Wood movie, Everything is Illuminated, when they talk about Shaquille O'Neal movies. You know, his basketball career, his acting career, his rap career, his video. He has a video game career. My goodness. And now he's an announcer. Or not. I'm sorry. He's a.
He's an analyst.
Analyst. That's the word. Analyst. Yeah. Didn't he have like a reality show where he was a cop or something?
I don't know if they turned it into a reality show, but yeah, he is actually a legitimate like deputy. Like he has all the certificates and all that stuff. You know, that's what he went to school for.
And as we know from the movie Basketball, he made all of his money where, Kyle?
In college.
In college.
We all know he made his money in college. All right, here's our poll topics. I'm going to read them and give a little brief synopsis, and JD, you'll comment. So poll topic number one, we're talking about 1997, and the movie is Steel, an action crime sci-fi, and it's about John Henry Irons designed weapons for the military when his project to create weapons that harmlessly neutralize soldiers is sabotaged. He leaves in disgust when he sees gangs are using his weapons on the street. He uses his brains and his Uncle Joe's junkyard know-how to fight back, becoming a real man of steel. JD, what might we cover if we discuss Steel?
You know, I mean, Steel, for what it's worth, you know, we have a superhero movie. We are in the generation of superhero films, and we had our poll topic that came out where we looked at 90s movies from the superhero perspective, so it was really difficult to not include Steel in that. But we have Shaquille O'Neal. He's essentially Iron Man with Mjolnir. He's Iron Man meets Thor, but with like Bruce Banner's brain. Like he's and then he's like, then he's thrown into the middle of inner city, so you know, there's elements of Black Panther. It's like all the greatest things that you can take from a Marvel movie, you stuff it into Steel. You slap Shaquille O'Neal on it, and the end result is a horrible movie.
Well, speaking of terrible movies, poll topic number two is Kazam from 1996. It's a comedy family fantasy movie, again starring Shaquille O'Neal, about a troubled kid who inadvertently releases a genie who must grant him any three wishes he requests. I don't know if I like the movie more or the video game. JD, what might we cover if we discuss Kazam?
Kazam is the culmination of every child's wet dream of finding a boombox, and a genie comes out, and obviously you're gonna wish for junk food to the sky! Like, he seriously wishes for junk food to the sky. You can't eat that much food. It's going to go rotten. But we're kids. We don't know any better.
JD, can you not say young children in wet dreams?
Is that not kosher? Is that not... I'm sorry. My phone is ringing right now. Apparently somebody named FBI is calling me.
Oh, you better take that.
I should... there's a banging out my door. I'm going to put my hands behind my back, and this will be my exit from the episode.
Poll topic number three, we're going to get a little bit more serious here, and we're going with Blue Chips, a drama sport movie about a college basketball coach who is forced to break the rules in order to get the players he needs to stay competitive. The movie stars Shaquille O'Neal, Anthony Hardaway, Indiana Hoosier star at the time Matt Nover, and the great Nick Nolte. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects Blue Chips?
So I'm personally excited that you suggested that Blue Chips be included on this poll topic. It's a very interesting movie that came out. You know, we had a big intake of sports movies that came out in the 90s. We had a lot of baseball movies, everything from Major League to the program for football and Blue Chips for basketball, and then obviously later Space Jam, which is a true story. Blue Chips is a really kind of a unique movie. I always kind of took it as like a retelling of Bobby Knight's story at Indiana.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? I don't know the background of it, but like I can't help but think like anytime I watch that movie, it's like, that's what they're talking about. That's what Nick Nolte is, right?
He's very Bobby Knight.
And so it's a really cool movie. It's great that they pull in actual basketball stars. And for any of our listeners that come from a small town or are familiar with, you know, Midwestern sports, whether it be Indiana basketball or football or baseball, like there's a very tight-knit community that this movie embraces and elevates. And it's a really cool movie. And I'm almost afraid to review it for that reason.
All right, so those are our poll topics. Unfortunately, we don't have a fourth one because you guys didn't go out to support Kazam, and that was the end of old Shaq's career. But it's not over yet because it's going to be on our episode coming up if you guys vote for it. So at Back in Time Pod on Twitter, here's your choices one more time. We've got Steel, we've got Kazam, and then the last movie is Blue Chips. So get over there, vote right now. That poll's going to run from Wednesday all the way through Friday. Now, JD, real quick, here's your chance to sway the audience. Which one are you hoping that our audience selects?
So I am very torn, dear and faithful listeners. I want to tell you Kazam. I want to stab you in the eardrums and whisper through a straw and say Kazam. But truth be told, I've seen Steel once, I've seen Blue Chips twice, I've seen Kazam like 18 times. So I'm open to you guys challenging us to watch a movie that both Kyle and I might not necessarily have seen before. Like I'm open to that challenge, and I think Shaquille O'Neal brings a certain spice to his films that, you know, in many regards, he's the 90s Keanu Reeves. He's the tea leaf in your cup of water of a film that just sort of elevates it.
Hey, don't call Shaq the 90s Keanu Reeves. So disrespectful to Keanu Reeves.
I was going to say, who am I disrespecting, Shaq or Keanu?
He was doing like blockbuster movies that were making like 100 million. He's not doing Kazam with a 2.4 rating.
But no, but you put Keanu Reeves in a movie, minus The Matrix. You put him in Bill and Ted, Point Break. You know, you put him in something, and he brings a certain flavor.
Whoa. Yes, yeah, you're right.
Okay. And that's what Shaq, in my opinion, that's what Shaq is in these movies. He's not a great actor. He's not a horrible actor. I say that with much, I don't say that with much confidence, but he comes at his role with passion, and he was very young in his life and his career. And I know he said on many interviews, like they were throwing money at him. So why would he say no? And
right.
You know, he did his best, and you have to accept what he does in these three roles for what it is. So vote Kazam.
Yeah, my vote's going to go to Kazam as well. I'm secretly, well, not secretly because I'm stating it, but I'm hoping that we get a chance to watch that movie. I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't know if I've even seen the movie Steel. I do remember it, but I don't know. I don't remember anything from the movie at all. So that would be a fun one to get back into. And then Blue Chips, I'm from Indiana. It's a basketball movie. I'm in. No, nothing else needed there. So, again, check out the poll topic at Back in Time Pod on Twitter. You can vote right now.
What's coming?